Land Girls, written by Victoria Perman and read by Jennifer Valetic. It was perhaps from a magpie chick, this soft thing nestled in Flora Atkins's palm. Or a cockatoo, a sulphur-crested. It was weightless, lighter than a baby's breath, as white as if it had been soaked in lemon juice, a puff of summer cloud suspended in her hand. When she exhaled, it danced and floated, and she gently closed her fingers over it to keep it still. Perhaps someone had ripped it from a young chook, gripping and tearing this new feather out of puckered pink flesh, before slipping it into an envelope, their rage still white hot. Or perhaps they'd done it calmly, in a premeditated fashion, before dipping a nib into an inkwell on their writing desk so they could slowly and calmly inscribe the word coward on a card and slip it inside the envelope with the feather. The card sat on the kitchen table, propped up next to the china sugar bowl. Flora's anger welled up inside her, stronger and harder, until she felt she might vomit. "Don't they know?" Her brother Jack sat hunched over, his elbows on the table that was already set for dinner, his fingers in a tight knot. He hadn't even taken off his suit jacket, and his flat cap still sat low on his forehead. If their mother was alive, she would have chattered Jack about wearing his hat indoors, but she wasn't there, hadn't been for 15 years, and all her careful household rules had fallen by the wayside.
"Sit down, Flora."
Their father, John, turned off the stove under the boiling kettle. He filled the teapot and carried it to the table, setting it on the trivet.
"Cup of tea, love?"
She nodded.
"Yes, please."
The radiogram was loud in the living room. Some jolly music, she supposed. But with the buzzing in Flora's ears, it was nothing but static. She pulled out a chair to sit down. She lowered the white feather next to her white gloves. John filled Flora's cup. She had craved it the entire walk home from the tram stop at Camberwell Junction to their house on Waterloo Street, but now she didn't feel the slightest bit thirsty or hungry. The three Atkinses stared at the feather, soft and beautiful and cruel,